At Husker Harvest Days, we're going to talk to Joe Gangwish from Lexington, Nebraska. And Joe and I have known each other for a long time. Both been in the radio business off and on. And Joe, right now, you're working for All Points Cooperative based out of Gothenburg.
That's right, working for All Points currently. Growing season's gone really well, and hopefully we've survived these last few weeks of hot temperatures and helped the corn and beans along a little bit.
Hey, I want to talk to you about what you call your hobby, ironrescue.com. Talk about Iron Rescue. I know you've been a, what do we call them, old machinery enthusiast for a while?
Yeah, I've been an enthusiast for a little bit, and, you know, working through farm radio, you and I had kind of the same experience, you know, working in farm radio, and got involved in doing antique tractor blogs for some radio stations out there, and people would always come to me and say, hey, I've got a Farmall H or a John Deere B for sale. If you know of anybody that's looking for this, just, you know, let them know I've got one. So I started a service called ironrescue.com, and you can go on there, and folks can list their machinery that they have for sale. I don't charge anything up front, only if the item sells. So that's just a place where people can list machinery. It's not an auction site. You know, sometimes you get locked into selling at no reserve on these auction sites. But I just wanted a kind of a forum for these antique machinery collectors and guys that have some machinery, if they'd like to sell them to a good home instead of going for scrap. That's what Iron Rescue is all about.
So what's the state of that business right now? Seems like there's always been a lot of good interest in the old equipment.
Well, there is, you know, the collection is always good. We've got a lot of collectors out there. The interest is high right now. I think maybe I've heard that the market for antique tractors is relaxed a little bit. But, you know, we do not just tractors, but machinery as well. And it kind of depends on the iron price, too. If your iron price at the local iron buyer is a little high, then sometimes it's, you know, it's easy just to haul it out for iron. But I think the markets is good. I've never seen the interest that I've seen lately in these tractor drives and things like that. So, but the interest is there. We've had some good business so far. We're just trying to generate some more.
So give us some details here on if somebody's interested in working with you on this.
Yeah, if you're interested, you can log on to ironrescue.com. Of course, all the information is there. You can get a hold of me through my email, is where the phone number is there as well. But also, if you have an item and if you're listing it for under $1,000, we charge you 15%. If it's $1,000 to $2,500, we charge 8%. And then anything over $2,500, once again, if it sells, it'd be 5% that would come back to us. But I created it because you hated to go to all of these iron places and just see all this classic equipment that once it's gone, it's gone. We can't get it back. You know, you can only see it in pictures. We want to have guys that still collect, and you can still see, like here at Husker Harvest Days, you can still see some of the old equipment in action, see how farming was in the old days. We're just preserving our agricultural heritage. And once again, you can go to ironrescue1@gmail.com, or my phone number is area code 308-529-0068, and the website is ironrescue.com.
And no geographic restrictions here on what you're doing? Or
no, I've had interest so far in a lot of folks in Nebraska and Kansas. As long as you can get me pictures and your information, we can sure list it on the site. So, you know, wherever you are in the world, if you've got something for sale, you know, it's a small world these days. And we've had, you know, I've heard of stories of tractors coming across from Europe on containers. So if you're willing to pay the price to get the item to you, we can sure list it on our site.